for Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 1-800-259-9231. As we launch into hour number two of the program, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We spent the entire first hour sharing what I thought was probably one of the most visionary articles I'd ever read. It was brilliant. It was from lewrockwell.com. And if you missed it, go grab the archives, or I'll post my show prep tonight at the BBS and the Issues Forum. But essentially, in a nutshell, it was talking about how we are going to see some incredible change in our lifetimes within the next few decades.
Made me believe it.
Biotechnology, nanotechnology, and artificial intelligence are all going to have exponential increases, and it's going to get just more and more amazing, the things that you can do.
All technology is going to have exponential increases.
Right.
Any technology the government doesn't get in the way of, like flying cars, that's going to, you know, they're going to get in the way of that.
Right. So essentially, the vision is that you'll be able to repair diseases, regrow missing limbs. You'll be able to extend your life, maybe even reverse aging. You'll be able to create products from a little nano generator that will essentially just create products virtually from thin air using nanotechnology.
Mm-hmm.
Artificial intelligence and robots will become so amazing. We'll be able to merge with artificial intelligence and robots and increase our own intelligence, enhance our own brains. I mean, the vision is just mind-bogglingly incredible. So, with that in mind, let's go to the phone calls and see what you think about all this. Let's talk to Johnson in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live, Johnson.
Hello,
Johnson.
Mark?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello. This isn't Johnson in Connecticut.
Hey, Mark. Ian just said Johnson. Isn't that funny?
Sorry, Johnson.
It is funny.
A week ago, he said Dunnilocker. Now he's talking about Johnson.
Mm-hmm. You know, I should have noticed it said Johnson in Florida, but I thought it was Johnson in Connecticut. And,
you confused me. I
you're not Johnson.
Own,
you're Jorge.
Friend. I know.
So what do you think about all this future stuff, Jorge? How do you feel about it?
About the robot?
Yeah.
I made a robot. I'm not all that impressed by it.
You know, if you had a robot, it could sneak across the border for you.
Well, I'm already here. I dug my hole. I didn't have that sneak anywhere.
Hey, you could have had the robot dig the hole.
Yeah, I know, but I already made a robot, man.
You made your own robot?
Yes, I have my own robot.
What did you do?
Well, I took some tin foil, and I wrapped it around my arms, and I wrapped it around my legs, and I wrapped it all around me, and then I moved my arms really slow, and I made sounds like, I made a robot.
That's awesome. What does it do? Does it actually do anything besides wave its arm?
Oh, it drinks tequila and it smokes a lot of weed.
That's pretty cool.
Go meet certain women, stuff like that.
You're a talented man, Jorge. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the line in Tennessee. Hey, Gene.
AI and nano robots, nano machines.
Yeah.
All right. I think that there's a couple things that's going to get in the way of all this happening.
Hmm.
And besides my Christian beliefs, there's a couple of factors that are going to come to play. Number one, mankind does not possess the morality to know how to deal with this kind of power. So I don't think that that we'll ever get through that age, because we'll destroy ourselves first. Basically, we'll blow ourselves back into the Stone Age if that's what it takes.
Well, okay. There are certainly those men who would be willing to use this technology to destroy instead of create. That much is for sure.
There isn't just those men who would do that. That's most men would be doing that. Most men would be using this technology to their advantage somehow over somebody else. So,
it's certainly a pessimistic view. There's no doubt about that.
And I think it's an accurate view. The other thing that would blow a hole in this theory is, as soon as we have this super AI intelligence that we created, and as soon as we have all this nanotechnology that we created that can create anything we want out of bare minerals and the essence, those things will combine into a super form that will decide, logically, of course, that there is no need for the human race anymore. and they will simply eliminate us.
You've been reading too much science fiction, Gene.
No, it's a logical conclusion. It does sound like Terminator, but it makes sense.
But Gene, what he posited there, Gene,
smart.
Gene, what he posited is that this nanotechnology would allow, gene, the changes of genes, and it would allow the human brain to get, more powerful, learn things in moments. We would, be using this AI to enhance our own intelligence, and therefore we would still control our, soon-to-be robot masters.
We probably wouldn't, because the AI would surpass us. Like you're saying, the technology is surpassing us. Even if we manipulated the AI into our own brain, that would no longer be us that exists. It would be something else.
But why would the AI want to eliminate its creators?
Because it makes no sense to keep humans around if they're not needed anymore. What are they needed for? Why would AI require human presence?
Well,
I can think of no reason.
It's quite possible, and there's absolutely nothing that's going to stop this sort of progress.
Just because you can't think of the reason doesn't mean there won't be one. And, what's the point of being pessimistic about it, Gene?
Well,
I mean, why not be optimistic?
Embrace your robot masters.
I'm realistic. The realistic part is that we will destroy ourselves. I mean, that's just human nature.
Well, and what a depressing situation.
Nothing else is
powerful enough on this planet to do such a thing.
We've proven that over and over, how good we are at destroying ourselves. So there's no reason to suspect that all of a sudden we're able to defeat that.
But that's such a pessimistic statement, because, I mean, you can say that, and there are destructive things that have happened, certainly most of them by the hands of governments. But in general, we haven't destroyed ourselves. We've been propagating ourselves. We have become far more self-aware than ever before, and we're able to live longer, happier, more productive lives. So, in general, you're wrong about that.
Yeah, look around the world. Yeah, and just open your eyes.
You mean at the 6 billion people?
Yeah, look at all the people that are trying to kill each other and then tell me that we've made all this progress.
Most of them are governments. It's the government that's holding mankind back. It's government. It's the slavery of the state.
You know as well as I do, government is a fiction and doesn't exist. It's the people that are killing each other.
Thank you. The people calling themselves governments, those are the ones that we need to deal with.
It doesn't matter. People will always call themselves government, and they will always kill other people.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to make those blanket statements. I don't know if it's true. I don't want to believe that, Gene. Why bother with believing that? Why not just kill yourself then?
Well, you can if you want.
I'm not going to, because I believe in a positive future.
Well, you can believe what you want, but realism says that that mankind is that way, and I don't see any reason to believe that it's ever going to change.
All right, Gene. Thanks for the injection of pessimism tonight. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Well, realism, the realistic fact is that technology is increasing exponentially. And it is getting more and more amazing, and we are going to be able to do just incredibly unbelievable, mind-bending things within the next few decades. Now, if indeed there are still people calling themselves government that want to wield power over others, they will inevitably present a problem. And that's why I see the other revolution personally, and there is a part to the article that does address it, does address this, and I want to share that because he ties it into the Ron Paul campaign. Because
really?
Ron Paul, getting Ron Paul elected is a nice first step towards reducing the government's role in our lives and thereby freeing the marketplace to have these advances happen. And, of course, if we can reduce the government down to constitutional levels or maybe even smaller than that, then the people that are evil and that want to harm others won't have that power structure that they can get in control of in order to do that sort of thing.
Right.
I don't want to sound like I'm a Pollyanna. I understand that there are dangerous people out there, and that with technology they will do dangerous things. I mean, we're already seeing government people are very interested in robots. They want to use robots to kill people.
They want to enforce laws and fight wars,
right,
and blow up bombs on people.
Whereas
and that kind
we
of thing.
Want we in the productive world, we want robots to clean our house.
Right. We want to do good things with them.
Right. So it's just a matter of good. It's good versus evil, as it has always been. That will be a constant, eternal struggle. And that's why we talk about government so much on this show, and freedom and the marketplace and liberty and the ability to live your life how you want, so long as you aren't harming anyone else, to help people understand the idea that the marketplace is what is bringing us progress. The freedom to innovate and create and come up with new wealth and new ideas and products and services. That's what progresses society and civilization, not the existence of a essentially what is nothing more than a big parasite, like a big tick on the economy, which is the government. 800-259-9231. We need a paradigm shift, and we need it soon. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki is there with over 1,400 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com. And would you like to pay higher prices for goods and services?
Who wants to do that?
Well, you do every time someone doesn't pay their bills. This is one of the many compelling reasons SACL CAI has been at the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether the business could use some help with their collections to contain costs so they're not passed on to you. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI, see their banner at freetalklive.com. Our number is 800-259-9231, talking about the future and how exciting it really is and how within grasp it is. I mean, just amazing technological advancements. We've already seen some amazing technology
happening. Life's going to get better and better.
Right, in our lifetimes.
And all you have to do is continue drawing breath.
You just need to live to see it happen. And if you're going to be around for the next 15 or 20 years, you will see some amazing changes. Now, some people, like Gene, who just called in, say, no, it'll never happen. People are evil, and they're going to destroy each other before this happens. And, you know, if you want to live life with that mentality, I don't know how you get up in the morning.
Well, there's some evidence for what he says. I mean, I'll give him that. But
There's evidence.
There's also, but the thing is you have to understand that people are also naturally good at the same time.
Most people are. It's just the people in government that are running the state that aren't necessarily good. And many of them are doing what they think is good. They have good intentions. It's just that they don't understand that the process is flawed, that you can't use force on people and get good results. But, you know, the reality is things are getting better. The reality is we are living longer, healthier lives. Products and services are getting more affordable over time, despite government's inflation and all the other nasty things they do to the economy, like suck off our wealth like a parasite. Once we can all free ourselves from the clutches of the state, from state-enforced slavery, we'll all be able to keep our own money and decide what to do with it, which means we'll spend it better, which means all of these advancements will come sooner. But they're still on the way. In fact, Johnson just sent me this little story. There's a 3D printer that's going to be coming out sometime this year.
I've seen it on TV.
According to the New York Times, some 200 customers have already signed up to buy it at a price of $5,000, which would make up the entirety of the initial test run. And they might be feeling a bit of buyer's remorse before too long because the company says the price of the printers will come down to $1,000 in 4 years. But that's how it works. Early adopters,
yeah,
they
always
pay through the nose. And thank goodness for them.
And you get to talk about how you had it first.
Right. That's why we need rich people. Please, go out and buy these $5,000 printers so they can get cheaper. Eventually, Idealab, the manufacturer, foresees companies selling 3D designs of products on the internet, which people could then simply print out at home. For now, however, the printers would seem to have somewhat limited applications, relying on nylon mixed with aluminum and glass, resulting in gray objects that have somewhat jagged edges and a sandy finish. But that has to start somewhere, and it's only going to be a matter of time before this becomes mind-bogglingly amazing technology. Compared to 20 years ago, people would never have considered this as a possibility. Anyway, let's continue with the phone calls and talk to Blake in North Carolina. Blake, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I'd like to respond to Gina Christianica's comments and his defeatism.
Mm-hmm.
If we're doomed to kill ourselves, why don't we just get it over with and do it now?
Yeah, what's taking so long?
And, The technology coming out is actually pretty amazing, like cancer. Basically, what we do now.
Cancer?
Well, they're not curing it, but basically, our treatment now is we flood the entire body with a poison, and we call it chemotherapy,
right.
And we hope to kill enough of the bad cells so that they no longer become a problem. With chemotherapy, nanotechnology, they can individually target individual cancerous cells and knock them out one at a time instead of just, destroying your body, going bald and all that.
Yeah, chemo's some terrible stuff. Both my grandmother and my father died of cancer, and both of them said before they died, I'd just rather die than go through that chemotherapy again.
Mm. It's awful.
They both did it one time, and that was it.
So, again, these are the biotechnology and the nanotechnology going to be used to enhance our bodies and keep us healthier and living longer, perhaps even forever. Right, Blake?
Absolutely. And, I think what makes people like Gene think this way is, they believe in non-existent beings or gods. And if everything's predetermined, then, you know, why bother on a day-to-day basis? You're going to end up the same way anyway.
And well, the vast majority of people believe in some non-existent being that controls the universe. I mean, it's,
well, you know, the vast majority of people once believed the Earth was flat once. So I mean,
this is true, which makes you wonder if indeed they come out with this technology to extend life. Let's say to extend life forever. What will those people think? Will they? I mean, if they could go and take a pill or have some sort of nano surgery that will allow them to meld with the machines to where their consciousness can go on for all of time, then will they just decide, you know, I believe there's a man in the sky that's going to take me to a better place. You know, that's okay. I'll pass on this eternal life thing. I'm going to go ahead and just die.
I think we'll have religion for quite some time, and I think that people will, change their, they'll change their sort of view of religion.
What do you think, Blake?
Progress goes.
I think people, as science expands and gains more knowledge, the room for God shrinks. So people will constantly reevaluate their belief system in order to fit into this smaller and smaller box that science is leaving for a God.
Yeah, eventually religious people could be in the minority. It could simply be a society full of people who have determined that we are the gods and that we can do whatever we want with our lives and our universe.
There's religions who believe that now.
I'm sorry, I think it's a much healthier attitude, because if you believe that this life is all that you have, I think you're more likely just to make the most of it. I mean, if you believe that there's some, you know, paradise full of 72 versions that you're going to go to, you know, maybe defeatism, you know, maybe, killing yourself or, proselytizing other people seems like, a good way of pushing your beliefs on other people, but...
Atheism isn't the only thing out there that could possibly save us. There are religions out there now. For instance, I'm sort of an adherent to Science of Mind or New Thought, and this process essentially believes that you are, in fact, a god of your own, and you create your own universe, and you save yourself.
That's not incompatible with atheism. Atheism is simply the rejection of the monotheistic or the concept of theism, the idea that there are these gods out there that rule over your life and control everything. That's all that atheism is.
Sounds pretty darn close to inconsistency.
I don't think so. I consider myself an atheist. At the same time, I also love the idea that the universe is becoming self-aware and that we are ascending to the point where we can have total control over our lives in that way. I don't think they're incompatible at all.
Okay.
Blake, your thoughts?
I don't know. I think atheists, I like Richard Dawkins' line. He said, most people don't believe in most gods that have ever existed. Atheists just go one god further.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know. Right. I mean,
pretty funny.
I do have sympathy for Christians because that's where I come from. But
sure, me too.
Religion, just don't get it on me is my philosophy.
Very good, Blake. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So, once again, talking about the future and talking about some of the exciting things that are coming soon, would love to hear from you, your thoughts. Is this possible, or are you a negative pessimist like Gene the Christian Anarchist? What is your vision for the future? Does it coincide with this? Are you excited as I am? Because this, man, I was excited last night after reading this article, and I'm so excited because I think everybody that's listening is a part of this. Whether or not they're doing the research in the sciencey areas of this, we're all a part of it because we're all working to throw off the chains of the state. More on that coming up.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with and Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. And you'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And don't forget that you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. Let's continue with the phone calls. Talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me better tonight?
Yeah, you're good. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just, the last couple of days, y'all have been really down on like religion. I heard the mocking in your voice, all of this, how Halloween is good and Christianity's bad. And,
No. I didn't say Christianity was bad. Don't put words in my mouth.
Basically, I mean, I could hear it in your voice.
I don't think any organized religion is generally very positive. I think that it's got a history of controlling people, a history of keeping people ignorant, a history of controlling their property, and I just think it's generally a negative thing for mankind.
I'm sorry. But anyway, I kind of agree with that one guy. I mean, even Red Cloud and Running Deer from the Sioux Nation tribe said that pretty much the white man would end up destroying themselves, and look what they built, all these nuclear bombs and all these power things that...
Yeah, but I didn't build that. I'm a white guy, and I didn't build those things.
Well, I know.
You didn't build those things.
I know, but he was just saying that. I mean, you'd probably be saying that, too, if you were being slaughtered by the hunters.
Well, I'm sure that the Iroquois, you know, I doubt the different tribes thought very highly of each other, either. I mean, they fought amongst themselves, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was part of, you know, the way they done it. I'm not saying it was right, but I'm just saying that's some Native American prophecy. And you know, look what they got now, nuclear bombs that can just wipe things out by the hundreds of millions of people, you know.
You can look at that and you can tear your hair out, or you can look at the positive things that are going on in the world, like the internet, like these advances we talk about.
Yeah.
I'd love a robot to clean my house, though.
Yeah, wouldn't everybody want that? You know, and I'm sure that you know, somebody probably said, "Oh my God, that those crazy kids playing with that fire, it's going to destroy us all." You know, I don't know. I mean, we've got to try. You got to embrace new things because
I didn't get through to you guys last night, but I wanted to tell you one reason that Halloween is bad.
Okay, sure, go.
Because it supports all the big candy factories, which support a lot of things and that we're opposed to. I mean, it's a reason to go out and support candy corporate America, which are a bunch of these people that are what we're trying to go against.
What's wrong with candy? What's wrong with candy? Look, I try to stay away from it myself.
Hershey's, they give money to all these different projects.
But they don't own all of the candy brands out there. Ferrara Pan, for instance, isn't owned by Hershey's. I believe they are an independent, and there are all kinds of independent candy producers out there.
So, yeah, but they're very small. I mean, you go to the grocery store, most people are going to buy Hershey's and the Snickers and the this and the that from the large corporate people.
Most of the things we buy in life come from big corporations. I mean, the fact is, corporations make the toilet paper you wiped your butt with today. At least I hope you did.
They also create wars.
It's the government that creates the war. It's the government in tandem with the military, and not just the military, but obviously that is the government. But the government in tandem with certain corporations, weapons manufacturers, that sort of thing. I mean, to suggest
General Electric to put all the new electric back in Iraq or whatever, you know, General Electric.
There's no doubt there's corruption, but those are just business people that are taking favors from people in government. It's the fact that government exists with all of its power that it can wield, and it can give out these favors to these businessmen. You know, the businessmen are just trying to recoup some of the losses they've taken over the years from government taxation and government regulation. If they get the chance to get a sweet government contract out of the deal, then they're going to go for it. I don't blame them for that. I wouldn't do it myself.
One more thing, guys. Did you know this week that Dick Cheney bought a great big 80,000-acre ranch thing over there in Dubai so that if Ron Paul or someone who's going to go after him does get elected, then they can't get extradited? So I guess he went out there and bought him a great big...
Interesting. I didn't hear about that. Jeremy, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Anyway, thanks, guys.
Thank you. 800-259-9231. I understand the fear and the hatred that's directed towards corporate America, and I myself don't like the idea of corporations. It is a government construct created to protect people in business from liability, and I don't think that's a good thing. But again,
it's almost defensive in today's society, though. I mean,
because it's so litigious, the society's so litigious. But government isn't the solution to government created problems, and of course that's what happened, right? Things got more litigious. They created these corporations. They to insulate people, business owners to protect them from lawsuits. And you just keep building government on top of government on top of government until this is what we were talking about last night. When does it stop? Mm-hmm. When do they stop taxing things? When do they say, okay, that's it, we've had enough? They don't. They never will say that. So it's not
it'd be crazy for them to say that.
It's not that these businesses are inherently evil necessarily, though the weapons manufacturers, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with manufacturing weapons. People need weapons. They're tools
people
to protect
need
themselves.
Personal weapons, but not nuclear weapons. Anyway, the fact is, these products are being manufactured at the behest of the state. The state is the one, the government people are the ones placing the orders for these bombs and tanks and the things that destroy. It's not that these people are just churning them out to take over the world with. It's the government that wants to destroy. It's the government that wants to invade and to kill. That's the problem. If it weren't for the government, then we would just have companies manufacturing products and offering services that people in the marketplace wanted. They wouldn't be manufacturing killing robots. They would be manufacturing robots that clean your home. Now, right now, we're going in both directions. Right now, we've got the home cleaning robots that are being manufactured. Mm-hmm. Mark, you have the Roomba.
And
we have
a nice one.
We have one in our house as well, and it goes around and buzzes and cleans up floors and stuff like that. That's the very beginning of the robots that are going to be coming to help
the
us out.
The very beginning. And Roomba's got a whole bunch of other stuff. They got a little mopping deal.
Right.
They got something to go through your gutters and clean out your gutters.
Right. We've just scratched the surface on personal assistance robots. But at the same time, these companies are also dedicating a significant amount of resources and research and development money to researching killer robots. Why? Not because they have any real interest in doing it, not because the marketplace wants it, but because government wants it. Government, which has huge purse strings. Government, which can print as much money as it wants to buy these things.
Right.
Government wants these technologies. None of us do. I mean, a defensive robot, I think that'd be okay. A robot to defend your freedom and your property, I think that'd be fine. I think there's going to be a demand for that. But a robot to go on a killing spree? Nobody wants that, except government people.
It's true.
So, government is the problem, and it's not the solution. So, that leads me into the final point of this article about the future, which I just enjoyed so much, and talking about the vision of technology improving, and just exponentially getting better in our lives, exponentially getting better and longer, and just healthier. He says, opponents of the laissez-faire system, freedom, the free marketplace, often attack libertarians by pointing out that living standards were much worse in the 19th century, and we had less government then, and that our living standards are much higher now, and we have much more government now. All of this is true, of course, but statists point out these facts as evidence of the necessity of significant government intervention in the economy. What's implied but rarely stated or backed up with further evidence is that living standards were worse in the past due to lack of government, and they're higher due to much larger government. This is a logical fallacy.
It absolutely is.
False cause. The fallacy of this logic is evident on its face. If living standards rise with the size of government and the amount of its regulations, then people in countries like the Soviet Union and Communist China in the past and Cuba and North Korea today should have the highest standards of living in the world.
Right.
But the opposite is true. The fact is, people in the United States have a higher standard of living than anywhere else in the world due to the foundation of relative laissez-faire that spawned such a massive capital accumulation during the 19th century. At the time of the revolution, the U.S. was a third world country. Within 100 years, it became the wealthiest nation on earth. More on the way, 800-259-9231, and how all this ties into the Ron Paul campaign as well. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455.
That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I had the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle's CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature's on the site for free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and buy some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping experience there. You've got to buy stuff anyway. You might as well buy it through amazon.freetalklive.com.
Doesn't cost any more.
Nope. Same great free Super Saver shipping deals, too, as well. So once again, amazon.freetalklive.com. We are talking about the future and how exciting it really is. Biotechnology, nanotechnology, artificial intelligence, robots. I mean, it's all coming, and it's sooner than you think.
Right. If you haven't heard this show in its entirety, you need to go get the podcast at freetalklive.com.
Later tonight. And, it's not there right now.
Well, yeah, obviously. We're still doing it. But yeah, an hour after we do the show, likely it'll be up.
Right. And I'll post the link to this article at bbs.freetalklive.com so you can see it for yourself. There's a little bit more to it. We didn't get through it all. But we are reading the conclusion, which ties everything into the Ron Paul campaign, believe it or not. And it's pointing out that here in America, we have a higher standard of living more so than anywhere else in the world because we were relatively free.
Right.
This country was relatively unencumbered by the burdens of government for a long time. Then, of course, in the early 20th century, you had the income tax, you had the New Deal and all these new socialistic programs that were instituted. And ever since then, government has been just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and becoming more and more of a... Well, government itself, by its nature, is a parasite. It acts like a flea or a tick, essentially.
It leeches off of the accumulation of wealth, that's
right.
For sure.
It doesn't really... If it offers anything of value, like here in Keene, the government provides water, for instance. So if it offers anything of value, it doesn't do it very efficiently, it doesn't do it very well, and it costs a lot of money as well. So all of these things can be taken out of the government paradigm and put them into the marketplace paradigm where you aren't forced to pay for things that you don't want to purchase, which is what government does. If you don't agree with what it's doing, it's going to make you pay for it anyway, whether you like it or not. If you're not going to pay, then it's going to put you in a jail.
Right. If you try to build a house and you know, without paying the, you know, without hooking up the water, they're not going to let you do that.
It's illegal where we live, at least.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to follow their little rules.
But so, again, government, the parasite of government has gotten bigger and bigger and more intrusive in our lives, and it's slowing down progress. But despite all of government's efforts to impede progress and suck off our wealth, despite all of that, the market continues to move forward. Mm-hmm. The market continues to develop, to innovate, to compete, and to bring us new products and services and new wealth to enhance our lives. And it's going to happen whether or not the government stands in the way.
The market is more powerful than the government.
Right. But if we can, and it moves so much faster, which is why the government doesn't know, it's been a decade and the government still doesn't know what to do about taxing the internet.
Right. They're still trying to figure out how to tax the internet.
Right. So so eventually we're all going to come to understand that this government thing, we just need to throw it off, just as other slavery has been thrown off in the past. And I know you think we should have a small government, but
I'm willing to look at no government. I just think we should get to a small government first.
Well,
and
that's what we
I
have
think
to
it's
do.
A path along the way.
Right. We have to make it much smaller because violent revolution is unacceptable. Unacceptable. We need to do this in a nonviolent fashion, whether that's inside or out of the system. And that's a whole other conversation. Let me continue the story from LouRockwell.com. So, massive progress was slowed dramatically by the rotten progressive era in America, and further slowed by the growth of government since. As blessed as we are, the standard of living the poorest American would enjoy today, if government at all levels still consumed only about 5% of the national income as it did 100 years ago, rather than nearly 10 times that today, boggles the imagination.
Right.
Because remember, your money in your hands is spent much more accurately.
Yeah, much more wisely.
Than government people spend it.
They don't care what they spend it on. No. We'll build a bridge to nowhere. And that's not wealth for anybody. That's wealth for the few people that happen to live in nowhere. But,
yeah,
you know, that's not doing anybody any good.
If the prospects for the future discussed tonight on this show excite you, then they are still more reasons, in addition to all of the other benefits of significantly increased freedom, to support Ron Paul. Because the freer the country and the economy, and the sounder the money, the faster this progress will arrive. As an example, consider again the fat insulin receptor knockout drugs. The reason they're still 5 to 10 years away is due to the way the FDA massively slows down progress with its ridiculous tests.
Mm-hmm.
And when the drugs arrive, as miraculous as they'll be far more expensive than they would otherwise have been, due also to government regulations, like the FDA's tests, which cost roughly $800 million to complete. So you want to know why drugs are so damn expensive? Look no further than the government.
Right. The FDA and their monopoly system on rating drugs, as though the marketplace couldn't figure out how to rate drugs themselves.
It's not because these drug companies want to bend you over the barrel. They've been bent over the barrel by the FDA, and they have to just recoup their costs.
Well, I wouldn't say that they're completely, they're completely innocent.
Well, they
want
the FDA to stick around to keep other competitors out of the marketplace.
Absolutely. But they're using the tool, which is government, to get what they want. But if we took the tool away, then they wouldn't be able to do anything but provide you with a service.
Yep, exactly. Do you think we'd be seeing such massive progress, innovation, and deflation with technology like computers, DVD players, and plasma TV? If we had a federal technology board requiring similar tests, costs, and delays?
Frightening.
Imagine if Microsoft or Linux had to submit their software to the government for vetting and approval prior to being able to bring it to marketplace. We'd all be using MS-DOS, if that.
If we'd be using handheld calculators if we were lucky.
In a free market, drugs like the fat insulin receptor inhibitors would almost certainly be available now or very soon and be quite inexpensive, eventually becoming dirt cheap. Among many other things, Ron Paul wants to create such a market by busting the medical cartel and the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Probably the biggest thing you can do right now to massively increase your future standard of living and that of those you care about is to devote whatever time and money you can to the Ron Paul campaign.
That's good advice.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you want to talk about the future, what's coming this way, I mean, whether you like it or not, if you're a Luddite or you're afraid of technology, well, you can still sit in your log cabin in the woods. I mean, there will always be that life for those who choose it.
Mm-hmm.
But for the rest of us, please, all of you Luddites, stand out of the way and let this progress happen so we can all have happier, longer, healthier lives. Please.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's just so cool.
You know, and the Ron Paul thing really looks like it could happen.
He's now's the best time for it.
7.4% here in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. What was he 3 months ago? 1%?
2%?
2%. There was 2% at one point, and then 1% prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's at 7.4%, according to these polls.
Maybe he'll grow exponentially as well.
Well, I don't see, you know, if 1% made 2% and 2% made 7.4%, what's 7.4% going to make?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I can't predict, but...
No, you can't.
But the fact is, there's a certain point of saturation when it comes to ideas, and Ron Paul is spreading positive, liberty-oriented ideas.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, people don't know Ron Paul's name when they hear it, necessarily. It's the average person. But when they hear the ideas,
they resonate with them.
They're going to like them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what the most critical aspect is getting those ideas in front of people. And to that end, the more media appearances Ron Paul gets, the more likely those people are going to click on and hear those ideas and get interested and go online and learn more about it and get excited, get active. And again, it will build and build and build upon itself. For instance, the Jay Leno appearance from earlier this week. That's, has a libertarian candidate ever appeared on a show like that?
Not that I know of.
I mean, Harry Brown, and he's my favorite libertarian candidate mm-hmm. of all time. Harry Brown, as great of a communicator as he was lucky if he got a 5-minute stint on some cable news
C-SPAN.
Show.
Yeah.
Well, C-SPAN, he had more coverage on, but on like a Fox News or MSNBC or something like that, he'd be lucky if he got one appearance in the entire campaign.
Yeah.
Ron Paul's been on MSNBC several
times. I remember how excited I was when Michael Badnarik in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me, managed to get on, it was some cable news channel, you know, the email went out, and I knew what time it was coming on. I couldn't get home in that amount of time where I was. I pulled over to a sports bar, sat down, had dinner and a beer, and I had the, you know, little bartender's gal put it on, you know, that station so I could watch Michael Badnarik on his one appearance mm-hmm. on, you know, some that I knew of on some cable news network.
Right, and it wasn't even that great, everywhere. As I recall.
Yeah,
tie was crooked, he was tired.
It says himself he had one hell of a campaign.
Oh, it's brutal. It's brutal running for president. You're up at 6 a.m. doing interviews all the way till 11 o'clock at night. It's amazing that somebody in their 70s can do this and you know, keep trucking through. But he's done it, and Harry Brown's done it in the past. But Ron Paul's gotten more media attention in the last month than probably all libertarian presidential candidates ever have gotten in the history of the Libertarian Party. YouTube didn't exist in 2004.
Nope.
So now we've got the presidential candidate Ron Paul. He's number one on YouTube of all the presidential candidates. Mm-hmm. Number one. The number one amount of meetup groups, far more than all the other candidates combined. I mean, this is incredible. Now is the time for liberty. 1-800-259-9231, and you, if you're not already, should be a part of it. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are you